So our products are designed to go on a surface, kill all the bacteria and viruses on the surface, and then protect the surface for up to 30 days from recontamination. And it's designed to stop cross-contamination in hostile environments. So anywhere where germs and viruses congregate.
So how has this product ended up on the radar of those looking to minimise African swine fever?
Look, I have no idea, to be honest, but I got approached by a large group up here who are in the business, and they wanted to run some trials. I said, yep. So I sent somebody up here. We established the protocols for the trials, and we did them. And in the meantime, I sent product off to the laboratory in the Netherlands to do lab testing as well.
So this demand from the pork industry is sort of unexpected in ways for your company.
Yeah, our timing's good, I think. African swine fever is an awful thing to have, obviously, but from a business point of view, there's a lot of opportunity for the company, I think.
So if I am a pig farmer in China and I'm looking to keep African swine fever out of my herd, how do I use your products?
Okay, so our products are water-based, so they can go into what's called a fogging machine. A fogging machine is a bit like a reverse cycle leaf blower, and you just spray our product all around the environment, on all the surfaces, on the walls, where the pigs come in and out of the sheds, on the transports, truck disinfection as they come onto the property, vehicle disinfection, people disinfection. It's a total biosecurity protocol that has to be developed.
So we're not talking about a vaccine or a cure. This is a preventative measure that you could put onto your farm or business.
Absolutely. We are not 100% of the solution, but certainly I think we can go a long way. It's about prevention, although one of the companies up here that we are dealing with, a company called Tongwei Group, they want to do some trials putting our product into the pig feed and into the water that they drink.
What is the active ingredient in these products that you feel makes it unique?
Yeah, look, it's a fairly unique quaternary ammonium compound that bonds to a surface and sticks to a surface, and it kills the virus and the bacteria by a mechanical kill. It's not a poison. It's not alcohol. It's water-based. And it ruptures the cells a bit like a sword piercing a balloon, if you know what I mean.
So it can kill the virus, African swine fever, if it was present, say, in yards?
Absolutely. On surfaces, in yards, in textiles, on skin, in the environment. Absolutely in the environment.
Do you feel this product can help stop the spread of African swine fever?
I absolutely do, if it's used correctly and if it's used in the right places.
You're in China and you've just struck a deal. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the deal is with a group of animal health executives who come from different industries, swine, poultry, aquaculture, dairy. And they've jointly collaborated to form a company. They've signed a distribution agreement with them, giving them exclusivity into the animal health sector in China.
How big do you think this market could be for your company?
I think it's very big for our company, to be honest, because everywhere we've been up here, like I've been up here for 2 weeks on this trip in rural China, and some of these environments aren't that wonderful. And it's fair to say that they are desperate for a solution, absolutely desperate.
Have you seen plenty of dead pigs?
I've seen dead pigs everywhere. And the way they dispose of the carcasses is a big problem also. Like, they dig big holes and they put them in the holes and bury them. And that sort of ends up in the water system. So it's really, but there's so many corpses around the place, it's just hard to get rid of them.
And can I ask finally how all of this makes you feel? I mean, looking at your company website, it's sort of years of hard work, but probably focusing on, you know, clean wipes for housewives and such. This is a whole different space, it seems.
Yeah, well, originally we thought our product was actually perfect for hospitals, to be honest. But the healthcare market is very difficult to penetrate because it's controlled by the industry giants. And about a year and a half ago, we decided to go into the animal health sector, and we started out on the poultry business, and we had huge success because the chickens were in a bacteria-free environment, if you like. They were converting more of the food they eat into meat. They weren't having to expend energy to fight the bacteria. And I think it'll be the same in the swine industry as well. So between Korea and China, I think we're going to be pretty busy up here.